Hello and welcome to the Wellness Group. I'm Nat Nissen, your host, and just wanting to speak to you on this beautiful Monday in Australia, Monday afternoon, about speaking with your health professional. Now, blood tests are only one measurement. They're not the be-all and end-all. Our body has signs, signals and symptoms that are so incredibly important to listen to. And if I hadn't listened to my signs, signals and symptoms, I would still be chronically unwell. Blood tests are one way of understanding what's happening in our body. And they're one way of mostly being a really good measurement tool. So the message today is to make sure that you're having regular blood tests. Now, more importantly than that is making sure you speak with your health professional. I speak to so many people who constantly tell me, oh no, I've had my blood tests done, they were fine. Well, what were they? What was your cholesterol? I don't know, but they were fine. What was your blood pressure? Oh, it's fine. I had it done a week ago. Yeah, but what was it? I don't know. My doctor just said it was fine. And I think it's really important that we take back our power with our health. No one knows our body better than us. No one. And it's really important that we take the time to sit with our health professionals and say, hey, can you explain the basics to me? What is my cholesterol? What should it be? Where is it? What is my glucose? What is my blood pressure? What should it be? Now, there's an argument for where doctors and Western medical health professionals see the blood tests sitting the ranges in, and where nutritionists, naturopaths, traditional health care professionals would like blood tests to be sitting in the ranges. We're not going to go into that today. But what we are going to go into is people actually having a conversation with their health professional, and instead of just having their blood pressure taken and saying, yep, you're fine, you can go, actually asking, what is it? What should it be and what is it? Instead of just having your doctor read over the blood tests on the computer and saying, yep, it's fine, it's all good, actually asking some questions about, well, can I have a printout? And of course you can. They're your blood test results. Can we discuss the basics? Discuss your cholesterol, discuss your thyroid, discuss your glucose, discuss your liver enzymes, discuss your kidneys. Just have a basic understanding. We don't need to be doctors. We don't need to have a science degree. But we do need to walk out of the doctors and say, I know what my cholesterol is. I know what my blood pressure is. I know what my glucose is. I know what they should be and I know what they are. I know what ranges they look for on the blood tests. It's really, really important that we take charge of our health, that we take responsibility for it, and we don't allow someone else to say, yep, you're fine, without understanding what they mean as fine. So really important that we have regular blood tests, whether that's every year or every 2 years, that we use it as a measuring tool, not a be-all and end-all. There's a lot more to our health than that, but it's a good measuring tool. And that we understand what it means. We understand what our blood pressure is doing. We understand what our cholesterol is doing. We understand the basics of these tests. Because it's really, really important, as I said, that we take back our responsibility for our health. Because when we do that, we have the power. We're taking our power back to really make a difference in our own health. We need to start having conversations about our health, not allowing someone else to have the power and say, you're fine, I've got all the information, you don't need to know anything, you can walk out the door. We need to start saying, hang on, this is my information, can we discuss it? I'd like to discuss it. I'd like to understand a little bit more, just the basics. It's really important that before you walk out that door, you take the responsibility back, you take the power back of your own health, and you walk out understanding what's going on with your body. It's such an important step, is to first have awareness of what's going on in your body and then to start the steps towards the basic understanding. So make sure next time you have blood tests, you get the tests. You keep them in a file for measurement. You have regular tests as a measuring tool, not as the be-all and end-all. And you start that conversation with your health professional, which says, hey, I'm interested in knowing about my health. I'm interested in learning what that means. I'm interested in knowing more. And I need you to tell me. To make sure, if you're speaking with a health professional, you have a co-creative professional relationship. It's on equal terms. The health professional is not more important than you. They are not godlike. They are there to serve you and to help you to be well, to be healthy, and to understand your body. So make sure you're having a very professional, co-creative relationship with them. That means that you can have a discussion about your health and you're both on equal footing. Thanks so much. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.